12,519, Crystal Waltman seeks variances from the corner front yard setback requirement and separation distance requirement for proposed structures. Section 115-34, 115-172, and 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of South Shore Drive Extension, approximately 450 feet south of Marina View Court. 911 address is not available, and the zoning district is MR. Tax parcel is District 134, Map 2, Parcel 4, Parcel 3.01, and Parcel 5. The applicant is seeking a 10-foot variance from the 15-foot corner front yard setback for a proposed manufactured home and a 5-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between units in a mobile home park for a proposed manufactured home. There's one letter of support and two letters of opposition and two mail returns on this.
Is the applicant present? If you would please come forward and be sworn in by Mr. Sharp.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Crystal Waltman. I live at 24 South Pearl Street in Lititz, PA.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Hello.
The floor is yours.
We recently purchased the lot in Delaware. From the pictures you can see, our good friends purchased the lot behind us. We're both from Lancaster, PA area. You probably know this area well, the current ruling there is that you can only put a mobile home on this property. So we have been working hard to figure out what these homes would look like, and they're supposed to be developed and ready by August, although COVID is a bit of an issue with timing. We have six children and several grandchildren, so the limitations of working with a mobile home on a beautiful lot of land like this has been, I guess, somewhat frustrating. The person with the lot behind us is a builder and designer from Lancaster, so we would, you know, our preference certainly would have been to build stick-built homes there. So we are working with choosing the mobile home, trying to make it obviously as large as possible to manage our dream of having our kids there and grandchildren there. With the marsh on the side, shared driveway on the other side, going back to the lot behind us, which stacked like that, offers its own limitations for each of us to put our homes there. In addition to the recent storms that have come through, I think you have a picture of one recent one with the water from the marina that comes surprisingly close. Until that storm, we did not realize the water would come that high there. But that approaches the garage area, and that was just one storm. So how far a severe storm would be and getting close to the house is concerning. 5 feet is not much, so it's not like we think it's going to solve the world, but it certainly would help to put us a little bit farther back off the road. I think another advantage, I'm not sure if I put it in the paperwork, is just the visibility of the stop sign coming there. A sharp right turn into a garage that sits right on the edge of the road certainly wouldn't be as advantageous as having a little better visibility there with traffic coming and going. So that's the request, would be that instead of sitting 10 feet off the back line, that we would sit 5 feet off the back line. I didn't have this originally, but a letter from Bill Martin, who is the builder that owns the lot right behind us, as well as the neighbors to the right front of us, the Havertys. And that's in an email form, if that helps at all. So that's what we're looking to do.
Okay. In your application, there was criteria for a variance. Could you go through those real quick for us?
Sure. As far as the uniqueness of the property, the building restrictions prohibiting the modular and stick-built homes and trying to fit within the marsh and the shared driveway makes space limited there. We also have height restrictions, which limits options to a second floor on a mobile home. And as you know, mobile homes typically do not offer a second floor option. The marsh wetland on the right prohibits a different placement of the house. And again, the easement on the property limits options on the other side of the home. Due to the fact that the Martins' home on lot 41 will be 10 feet off their property line, which he has written in his letter, the 20-foot separation is difficult to adhere to because of the size of the mobile home that we'd like to place there. Placing it catty-cornered certainly would not look pleasing to the eye, and the marshlands would interfere with that as well. As far as number three, not created by the applicant, mobile homes are limited in width to 28 feet. Space can only be added to the length of these homes, which is why we are seeking to get 5 more feet in addition off the road there. Will it alter the essential character? Our goal is to make these mobile homes look like stick-built homes, honestly. They are going to be coming in with house siding on. We're hoping to place cedar shakes on them as well as metal roofs. The minimum variance, we are requesting a minimal 5 feet variance, which would help greatly with the lease modification possible.
Well, ma'am, the picture you took from your iPhone with the flooding, is that your home there you took it from?
The picture of the flooding,
yes,
was from the large house to the left of the front of us. They sent us all the pictures of how bad that storm was. So
yes,
that was
to the left of that. That's going to be your home there. And where you took the picture?
Not those. The people on the other side took the pictures and sent them to us. Yep.
Is that considered a community, and do you need HOA approval also to do this?
We have been in good communication with the HOA. He said that they do not need to come to give approval or disapproval for it, but just ask that we check in with our neighbors, which we did. I believe you have a letter from the neighbor on the one side who had the fire concerns, and then the Havertys or the neighbors on the other side who emailed approval, and then of course the lot right behind us would be the closest neighbor who's from Lancaster, and we have his letter of approval.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions?
Yes. So you're requesting for two lots, correct?
No.
Okay.
He plans to not need a variance on his lot.
All right. I'm looking at a copy of the boundary survey plan for lots 41 and 47. Just for the record, your lot is which one?
I should have the number right in front of me. The one closest to the road, 41?
Lot 47.
47, sorry.
Okay. On the, on the boundary survey plan, it looks as though what you're proposing to build has been hand-drawn onto the boundary survey plan?
Yes, it would have been from him, someone in his office. Honestly, I don't have anyone managing this whole process in any way.
Are the distances that are represented, the distances that are represented accurate? Unless I'm missing it, do we have a diagram that shows the placement of what you're proposing on the lot that you own?
Do you have
you
a copy of that?
Updated one.
Do you have anything that looks like that?
No.
Yes.
I mean, it's a little more clear if they had it.
I've got it.
To ship. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep.
The distances changed.
Okay, thank you.
Those steps are, this is for Mr. Sharp.
What's
that? Those steps are included, correct? The steps along the back?
Yes, that are out towards the road.
Okay.
They're going to comply, just a 5-foot front yard.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, because the front yard...
Explain to me, can you explain to the board, Ms. Norwood, where the front, what the front yard of this property is considered? It's where the driveway, it looks like a driveway is, right?
The South Shore Marina is, I think it's extended, is the front yard of 5 feet, and then the little side driveway there that would give you access to Lot 41 is considered the corner front, so they're asked, that's why they're asking for the 10-foot variance from that 15-foot requirement. Then the other lot lines would be 5 feet as well. And then the 20-foot separation requirement she's asking for is to be pushed closer to the home that will be placed on 41. So they can't meet the 20-foot separation, but want to be 5 foot, yeah, 5 foot closer to be 15 from the proposed home on Lot 41. So they have setbacks like a manufactured home park.
Any other questions? Mr. Sharp?
Yeah, and I just want to clarify, because I think this one's got a little history to it. I think Mr. Workman may have been the only member here when we had an issue with Simpson Mobile Home Park years ago, and the code has since changed. So this is zone MR, but it is, my understanding is this is property that's used as a mobile home park. And because of that, Ms. Waltman, you technically lease the land. It's a 99-year lease.
99-year perpetual lease.
So it's treated as a lot lease in some respects, at least from a zoning perspective. So because of that, this is like being in a mobile home park. So that's why we had the separation distance requirements. It is a little unique, I shouldn't say unique, it is a little, it's not something we see all the time because it's perpetual 99-year lease. And I presume, when you said you talked to your HOA, did you mean your landlord, or is there an actual HOA there?
No, about 2 years ago, they have a very structured HOA in place. Steve Golding is the president.
And but do you have to get approval from your landlord at all, Dino, to do this?
No.
Okay.
No, I've talked to him several times. I actually invited him to come, but he said it's more, you just need to represent your neighbors, and, you know, that's check, you know, email your neighbors and make sure everyone, check how they feel about it, is basically what he said, and supplied their information.
And just looking at that drawing, Ms. Norwood, I'm having trouble seeing it. Is there an HVAC anywhere? Is it? I think I see it on the...
The compressor.
Yeah, okay. I see it now. Okay. So we don't need a variance for that.
Correct.
And this is not going to be a modular home. It's just going to be a manufactured home, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and Lot 40, the lot, you own Lot 47. Lot 41 is the one that's Mr. Martin?
Correct.
Okay, I just want to make sure I understood that right. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you. I have no further questions.
Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here against this application? Operator?
If anyone on the line is in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Okay, we have Kathleen on the line. Please state your name and address, and your line is open.
Hi, this is Kathleen Eveland, 18 South Shore Drive.
And ma'am, this is James Sharp, the board's attorney. Can you just spell your last name so we have it correct in the record?
Yes, it's E as in Edward, D as in David, E-L-E-N.
Thank you. And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. You may speak now.
Okay, and I'd like to say, I'm not as much in opposition as I just wanted to be cautionary about the Waltons' request. They actually made two requests before, one for the kind of corner setback. We have no problem with that. The setback at the rear of their property, to me, is a little bit of a fire concern. I sent letters to the board. I don't know if the Waltons and Martins have seen it. I have a history with experience with fires. My father was a career fire person. I've been in buildings with fires in the past. I lost a friend in a fire, and we have a friend who lost their coastal place in a fire 3 years ago when a fire started in the house next door to them. We get very, very strong winds. Our house affects their property. We're just north of it. And our side porch, the heavy polymer furniture, blows around all the time. We have to take it in, and that's normal days. That's not when there's a storm. We have to take it in when there's a storm. I just wanted the Waltons and the Millers to understand that. They don't live here yet. The rising water was a surprise to them, and I don't want the winds to be a surprise to them, because God forbid there was a grill fire, a fire pit fire, a candle fire at one property. I would certainly hope that it would not spread to an additional property. I'm not in the insurance business. I don't know what the fire risk levels are, but I just wanted the board to consider, and I wanted the Waltons and the Martins to understand that maybe by too close, it's not to their benefit. We are looking forward to them being part of the neighborhood. It looks like they're going to do a great job developing those lots. They've done a great job so far. I'm not trying to rain on their parade. I just really want to make everyone understand what the winds are like here. And in the event of a fire, we would not want it to be more tragic than it was going to be. And I just wanted to weigh in with that.
Any questions for her? Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. Thank you.
Are there any other callers?
If there is anyone else on the line who would like to make comment in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star.
Thank you. Any further questions? I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
I did want to note there's a letter of opposition that came in about an ownership question of the lands at issue here, and I just noted for the record that, you know, this board doesn't have jurisdiction to ascertain who owns property or what not. So I know that had not been discussed, but that's prop, that this isn't the proper form to determine who's the proper owner of the land, so I just want to make sure we put that on the record.
Need a little bit more time to think it over?
Chair, make a motion, we table it to the next regular meeting.
Second.
Motion and a second.
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Corman?
Aye.
Aye, too. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 12519 has been tabled to our next regular meeting, which would be
next week, February 1st.
February 1st.
And will we be able to get that on the agenda? Time to meet with. Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
What does that mean for me? Do I have to come back? Or?
So, ma'am, what that means is the public hearing's been closed. The record's been closed. The board would like some additional time to consider your application. It's going to be on the agenda as an old item, old business item, next week's agenda. You do not need to be here. You can listen online if you wish, but we're not taking any new testimony or evidence in this matter. So,
yeah. All right.
Thank you.
We have some additional business.